I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Welcome to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, everybody. Kirk and Nolan in the studio as always, and great to be back with you for another show. Hopefully you've had a filthy, dirty week, getting up, getting after it, and getting dirty, doing playing, coaching, parenting, wherever you are. That's what it's all about. Every day, getting after it. It really is. So great to have you back with us, like I said, for another show, and settle in. It's going to be a good one, as always. Always stuff to talk about, from the MLB to answering curtain call questions at the third segment of the show, and everything in between. So as always, before we get going with it, though, Dirtbags, we do want to give our shout out to the team over at Rip Grip Pro. That's Rip Grip Pro. Pro.com, the palm up, palm down training device that helps you stay in the zone for those opple hits, those up the middle, and those pull side hits. Keep you in the zone a long time, and it really does work. It's incredible training tool for your hitting program and development, so we highly recommend it, and definitely check them out at ripgrippro.com. And also our friends over at The Rope Trainer, and that's The Rope Trainer. And it is your throwing device. It is a tremendous device for throwers, pitchers, position players of all positions, obviously. And like John Smoltz says, it should be used by everybody from little leaguers to the pros. And it couldn't be more true, because if you want to find out more information, reach out to me personally, Kirk at dirtbagbaseballnation.com, or DM me on Facebook or Instagram at dirtbagbaseballnation. I'll take you through why it's so valuable, why we believe in it so much here at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. So we use it in our training. We sell it right from our website, dirtbagbaseballnation.com. You can get it right directly there. So hey, like I said, gonna be a good show. Lots of good things to talk about. One sad one, obviously, Ralph Avila, that we'll talk about. Legendary Dodgers, truly a lifelong member of the Dodgers in all facets, but almost like the godfather for Latin American players. We'll be talking about him definitely on the show, and everything in between that Nolan has, as he always does, from the MLB side of things. So, like we said, settle in, get that favorite drink, sit in that favorite chair, however you like to listen to us, wherever you like to listen to us. We're going to be right back here in a second, and we're excited to get going with it. So, Dirtbags, we'll be right back.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back via store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 2/25. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
Hi, I'm John Smoltz, former Major League Baseball pitcher and current Hall of Famer. I've had the pleasure of seeing so many great products come and go, but the rope is the best I've ever seen. I promise you it's going to help the little leaguer, it's really going to help the big leaguer, and it's going to save those young arms from a lot of injuries.
The rope trainer allows a player to grip an actual baseball or softball while warming up. So check out theropetrainer.com and see why Hall of Famer John Smoltz swears by it. That's theropetrainer.com.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to RipGripPro.com. That's RipGripPro.com.
Progressive presents Adjusting to the Suburbs.
It never dawned on me how much walking I used to do until I bought a house in the suburbs. Like when I'd say, I'm going for coffee, of course I was walking. But now it's like 3 miles and no latte's worth that. I find myself inviting people on walks with me like it's a scheduled activity. This morning, my neighbor asked me what I'm doing and I actually said, I'm going for a walk with Nancy.
Anyway, when you save with Progressive by bundling your home and auto, that's the easy part of adjusting to the suburbs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Noli, where do you want to start tonight?
Well, let's start with the Tampa Bay Rays having a pretty busy week, that's for sure. Last week, they kick it off signing Jeffrey Springs, a guy that they acquired off of the Boston Red Sox prior to the 2021 season, to a four-year, $31 million extension. He's got a few options in there that can bring it up to a total of $68.5 million. Although, if that basically kicks in the full options and everything like that, I can't see him being a long-term option, obviously, with the Tampa Bay Rays being as cheap as they are. Obviously, they have the Tyler Glasnow situation on their hands right now. He signed for a $5 million deal this season. And then next year, it's a $25 million deal. So that's one that you got to keep an eye on, whether they're going to make a deal with him or not prior to the season starting. Obviously, this is the best value that they're going to get back if they try and trade a Tyler Glasnow. But same time, I think teams are going to be a little bit hesitant trying to make a deal like that. Paying a guy $25 million a year that has only made 15 starts in a season once, like that's kind of nuts.
Be careful what you're saying. You know you shouldn't bet against the Tampa Bay Rays.
Hey,
get
no.
it done on the pitching end of things. So,
no, I know
just,
that.
I'm just having a bit of fun with you or whatever. Now, but seriously, though, right? You know, you sit there and you look at that contract, you look at the name beside it, and you go, that's kind of interesting to look at. Until you sit there and go, well, it is with the Tampa Bay Rays, so... You know, again, there's nothing precise in professional sports and stuff like that, and especially on the pitching things in baseball. We know that. But for me, if you're going to get about as close as possible to excellence all the time, it's the Tampa Bay Rays. So
yeah, and their defense and pitching staff, I mean, they always seem to roll guys out there. So, hey, it's a good – I mean, the guy had a good season last year too. That's the thing. So it's not like it's a knock on him. 31 years old, so he's a little bit on the older side, but still, it's a good move for them. Then they also locked up Peter Fairbanks to a three-year, $12 million extension, and then third baseman, first baseman, Yandy Diaz on a three-year, $24 million extension as well. So they made a few good moves, and then a thing that I think every Tampa Bay Rays fan loves to hear is the fact that they've already set out the blueprints. They've basically gotten permission from the mayor and from a few different people down there in Tampa Bay, St. Petersburg area to begin expansion on, I believe it was an 86. It was either an 84 or an 86 acre piece of property, basically right beside the stadium or right near the stadium where it currently is, and open up a new stadium. So, I mean, you like to hear that if you're a Tampa Bay, St. Petersburg fan.
I'm trying to visualize that in my head because Dirtbags, when Nolan and Braden were younger through their teen years and that, we did the travel baseball up here, and I was a coach. And so we would play right across basically the freeway from Tropicana Field. And I'm trying to visualize that, Nolan. If you've never been to Tropicana in that area, Dirtbags, it's... I'm not sure what they're going to do with that, because is there a talk about explosion of the present stadium to turn it into a parking lot like you see so many stadiums do nowadays?
See, that's kind of what I'm thinking they'd have to do, but at the same time, they got the freeway right beside it there, so it's
a
little bit awkward.
Can you see it in your mind?
No, that's why I'm having a tough time trying to figure out, like Kirk said, I mean, we played directly across the highway from them, so it's one of those things where I don't know where it makes sense to have the stadium based on where it is outside of basically tearing down the stadium and just completely reconstructing it. Now, at the same time, I mean, Tampa Bay, they still don't get fans. So this is going to be one of those things that I don't even know if it's a smart logistical move, because you're looking at the Miami Marlins. Obviously, they tore down the Orange Bowl, built the new Lone Depot Park, I believe it's called, where the Marlins play. They built that stadium right on top where the Orange Bowl used to be. And they still get, 8,000 fans, 10,000 fans basically per game. So it's one of those ones that, hey, more power to you, Tampa Bay. You guys can keep your team possibly in Tampa Bay, St. Petersburg area. But at the same time, you need fans to show up in order for it to be logistically a smart move.
And that's the thing, right? I love that side of the causeway when you're going over from Tampa to St. Pete's. But I don't know if you remember that one time we took in the Yankee spring training game and we finished practice that day and we left, man. It's like any juggernaut, man. When you get on the causeway at the wrong time of the day, you're stuck there for hours. So I think they still logistically, as far as transportation goes, you're still in the same situation, right? Like you're going to have Tampa Bay population have to be the majority of the supporting cast, the fan base, right?
Yeah.
So you still got to get across the causeway. So that one's interesting to me. Don't make no mistake about it. I'm excited for them. You're like you are. I'm excited as a baseball person and stuff like that. And excited out of the respect of how well they've been able to be as a franchise for so long that it's great to see them get to that opportunity to be in this position. So I just hope it works out in the long run, the exact same as just, you were saying, time will tell.
Exactly. So we'll jump over to the New York Mets making another signing. Obviously they've re-signed Jeff McNeil, who won the NL batting title this year, 4-year, $50 million extension. I like that move. I think that's a pretty low risk move on their behalf. Obviously he's a guy that's been there throughout his career, great player for New York, usually batting right around the top of the order for him, perennially hitting right around that 300 mark. Obviously a guy that figured out last year, basically, he was one of the first guys to say, hey, you know what, the ball's not flying the same way that it normally does, so I got to make that adjustment and just become basically a line drive hitter this year instead of trying to go deep. And obviously it panned out for him because, I mean, 4-year, $50 million extension, kudos to you.
Well, and we know that, right? In his younger career or whatever, he was in those 300s every year too, right? So he knows how to put the ball in play. He knows how to use the field. He knows what he is as a player. And I like him because he's a dirtbag. You know, 2 years ago, the confrontation with Lindor, let's not wipe it under the mat. You know what? It happened. It was real. And that's what you need. You got to have still a little bit of accountability. You need that homegrown guy, that in-house guy that's been there. Yeah, you got Pete Alonso and stuff, but, you know, there's a lot of turnover on that team, right? You look around the rest of that lineup, and it's basically, other than catcher coming up, 100% turnover, right? Scherzer to Verlander, new shortstop. I mean, Lindor's been there, going into year three, I guess, now.
Yeah.
And stuff, but you go to the outfield, same thing, other than Nemo.
Well, Pete Alonso's only year four, too,
exactly,
so it's not
right?
like, yeah,
so,
there's...
So you need that McNeil there.
Yeah.
I'm okay. I love that deal. Good for him. Really good for him.
Yeah. And then you got, yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. The Mets to me, it was a good season or good off season. I think that they overpaid for a few guys, but this one was definitely one of those better signings in terms of value for what you're going to get. Like, Jeff McNeil is not a guy that's going to ever hit probably 20 home runs. And he understands that. He knows what he is as a hitter, and he just sets the table for the rest of those guys, and that's all that he should do, especially, like we said, I mean, you got Pete Alonso hitting behind him. You got Francisco Lindor hitting behind him. Like, it's going to be a good lineup this year. But, yeah, that's the type of guy that you need to re-sign.
And make no mistake about it, too. Our man Buck would be in on that, right? He's a Buck-type player or whatever.
He's a Buck guy.
Right? Cohen went down to him and said, Buck, what do we do? What's the threshold? What are you willing to go on this, right? I don't think that was just a Cohen or management signing on that, right? Uh-huh. I think Buck had a good conversation, and good for him. He should have that. We don't know 100%, obviously, but we have to assume, because there's a good blue-collar guy getting after it, getting the job done. And, hey, you know what? If you're going to win a World Series, win with some of your own homegrown boys, too, that have been through the grind, right?
Yep. Then you got two retirements from this past week. Dexter Fowler, 14-year MLB vet, and you got Darren O'Day, 15-year MLB vet, both retiring. Darren O'Day, this one actually blew me away. Fourth highest ERA plus in MLB history with a minimum of 500 innings pitched. That one blew me away, because you're thinking about Darren O'Day, obviously submarine specialist for his entire career, bounced around a few different teams and everything like that. Probably his best years, I'd say, were with the Baltimore Orioles. But either way, yeah, you're talking about it. And like, his name was up there with the names Trevor Hoffman, Billy Wagner, Mariano Rivera. Like, that's a pretty damn good list to retire on. Obviously, Dexter Fowler, I mean, his career got basically, I don't know if cut short is necessarily the right word with the torn ACL there a couple years ago, but he was basically just a good, solid piece, won the 2015 World Series with the Chicago Cubs. I tip my cap to both of you guys. Hell of careers. Unfortunately, neither of them will be Hall of Famers, but they were very fun to watch. And I mean, Darren O'Day, he was one of the best ones out there. So we'll be right back after the break, Dirtbags.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, I know you got, one more, signing a trade and... We'll carry on from there, so let's go.
Yeah, we got a couple more. So we got Tony Gonsolin, two-year, $6.65 million contract extension. Obviously, a guy, past couple of years, real good starting pitcher down there in Los Angeles. Chad Green, two-year, $8.5 million contract. This one came with a bunch of options that is way too complicated to try and explain because it was basically, okay, he can opt out of this one, and then the Jays have a player option. If he opts out of the player option and in like the second term around, he gets an additional 2 years at like $28 million. I don't know. You'd have to read it and try and understand it.
And he's coming back from Tommy John anyway, so he's halfway through this season, probably before he gets on the field or whatever. But
well, that's the thing.
I mean, if it works, it's great for everybody. Jays need a little more depth in the bullpen, high end depth. If he's healthy completely, high-end depth. The additional purpose that I like it for the Jays signing him was, hey, former Yankee. He knows what goes on in that clubhouse. He knows what's to talk to the guys. He knows, hey.
Oh, he knows the AL East. That's right? For damn sure. Plus, on top of that, he's the only reliever with 94-plus strikeouts in his past four healthy seasons.
Sick credentials when you look it up and dig deep into it.
That's the thing.
It really has the potential to be a great trade or a great signing by the Blue Jays. Like, for sure. Like you said, I mean, forget about all the optics and stuff like that, because it really is a unique contract and escalators and options and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, if it works out for them, they got another good one in that bullpen, another multi-inning good one. Yeah, probably not in 2023. He'll probably be a one-inning guy just to get him strong and built completely back up again. But if it works well, they extend him for the three other years or whatever. Hey, another multiple-use guy. And like you said, he knows that AL East, and he has provided great numbers.
Oh, yeah. No, he's dominated the AL East. That's the thing, too. And like you said, he's familiar with Yankee Stadium, obviously the toughest part to play at in that division. So, I mean, it's a great signing. But then, yeah, we got a final move. I mean, we're going to tip our caps a little bit ourselves. Obviously, we had no part in this. But Oakland A's trading Cole Irvin to the Baltimore Orioles a day after us saying that the Baltimore Orioles had to make a starting pitcher move. They go out, get Cole Irvin. I mean, he was a guy last year. You're not blown away by the stats or anything like that. Probably a lot of fans don't know him because he was down in Oakland. And let's be honest, Oakland sucked last year. But you're looking at it, I mean, a sub-4 ERA. He's another innings eater guy that's going to fit in nicely there, and he profiles well as a ground ball pitcher. I mean, even in a deep park like Baltimore now, with them expanding the left field fence, obviously, last year, making it essentially impossible for right-handed hitters outside of Aaron Judge to pull a ball and hit a home run there. You're looking at it, I mean, that's a guy that's easily going to slide in as their number 3 on paper right now. Kind of that's the way that I'm looking at it. I'm imagining Kyle Gibson will probably slide in as the 2. Grayson Rodriguez, obviously, he's a guy that I think is going to break camp and will be the number 4 there. But he's got the potential to be the ace real fast. Now, it's going to be interesting to see how John Means comes back after last year. I don't really know where he's at with his progression. It'll be a wait-and-see type of deal, see how he does in spring training. But I'd imagine that it'll still be probably May before he's back, because I believe he underwent the Tommy John last year too and should be ready by May. But you're looking at it, I mean, it's a solid addition.
Yeah, for sure, right? Cole Irvin had that almost like James Caprillion year of 2 years ago. He had that stretch right in kind of like June to maybe around the middle of August last year where he was like a Cy Young pitcher. He was rolling out game after game after game and winning, and you never know, right? Is it the type of guy that you want long-term? No, he's not that type of pitcher, but for the evolution of where they were, like we said last week in the curtain call question, answering the Baltimore question, it has the potential to just be a nice fit. Jordan Lyles, like from last year, I guess, hopefully similar things, right?
Yeah.
Just go out and keep things balanced and keep things consistent. Give your team a chance to win games. And that's all you really can do as a pitcher, right? Unless you are an ace. And they're just not at the stage yet to go out and get that ace.
No, and that's the thing. Grayson Rodriguez, obviously, last year had the lat injury, so you can't count on him to even probably reach 145 innings, especially with him being a rookie. DL Hall, I mean, it's going to be his first year up in the majors of, like, on a full-time basis. Obviously, last year he had a cup of tea. But, like, guys like that, you can't expect them to go out and say, here you go, here's 160 to 175 innings. I get it. That's basically today's MLB. Like, that's kind of the range I'm saying, because not a lot of pitchers are going those 200-plus innings. Sandy Alcantara last year was basically one of the only guys to go over 200 innings. And you look at it, I mean, it was 228. And that 5-6 years ago was basically kind of the norm for those legitimate top of the rotation guys. Now you're looking at it, give me between $125, $140 for both Grayson Rodriguez and DL Hall. And I'd be happy with that. Cause yeah, Cole Irvin, I could see him eating $160 to $180. Kyle Gibson, he'll probably slide in there too. John Means, as long as he's healthy, he'll slide in at about $130 to $160 in terms of innings. So, like, it's a good move, and they got a good bullpen.
At least they're still in the game doing things. And so, same as so many other teams as well, or whatever, and that. Lots of little quiet things happening, or whatever. Haven't quite bubbled to the surface yet, but still things. And hey, you know what, Dirtbags? We're down to 2 weeks. 2 weeks until pitchers report for spring training and 3 weeks for players. So, you know, it's going to be some exciting times coming up here in February. And of course, we got the World Baseball Classic next month. Two big months with a lot of excitement, a lot of young players that you probably heard about if your team isn't in contention. But even those teams that are in contention, you know, when you lose your all-stars, which are probably on a World Baseball Classic team in some country, and they're going to be away from spring training, it's going to give those minor leaguers, those top minor leaguers that you've been hearing about, you're excited to see regularly, up there for an extended time. And it's a great year to have that. I mean, you got to be excited if you're a young minor league player out there, man. And if you're listening to the show, thank you for listening, one. But, hey, get after it, dude, because this is a golden opportunity for you to live your dream, get to that next level. So, any other thoughts, Nolan, on anybody before we talk a little bit about Ralph Avila before this episode's or segment's over?
No, you just mentioned about the World Baseball Classic and young guys getting a cup of tea up in the big league camp and everything like that. Obviously, they're not going to be facing necessarily the best of the best in terms of pitchers or in terms of position players, with most of the best obviously representing their countries for the World Baseball Classic. But at least it puts them on the MLB like radar. For even teams that are thinking about acquiring one of these guys via trade, I mean, that's what a lot of prospects are essentially trying to do, right? Like, if they make it up to their own big league club, bonus to them. But the likelihood of most major or minor leaguers reaching the major league level with their own club today seems like it's pretty far and few between. Like,
especially if you get into that logjam, right?
Yeah.
You start digging a little deeper. There's a lot of teams out there we talk about the Mariners at the major league level, right? With the depth of outfielders and the Diamondbacks before they let loose Varsho and stuff like that with the J trade. But they've got, you know, still pretty good contingency of outfielders. But there's a lot of really amazing looking outfield prospects across the majors and stuff. Some are deeper than the others. Milwaukee stands out to me in the minor league system, really is having a deep program. Cardinals, obviously, every year and stuff like that. They seem to have had that, holy cow, since they traded Randy Arozarena to the Rays. You know, but you hit the nail on the head, Nolan. It's a great opportunity to showcase yourself, and especially, like you said, if you're in that log jam in a position in your club where it's going to be pretty difficult for the next 3, 4, 5 years, there's your opportunity. Club might be, and not might be, all clubs, that's their job. That's scouting job, man. That's, hey, get out there and see everybody and find out as much information as you can, find out as much about their character, their characteristics, their work habits, everything about it. So, you know, hey, let's go ahead and before this segment wraps up, Nolan, quick overview of Ralph Avila. Lifelong, like I said, the top of the show, LA Dodgers, oh my God, everything, scout to player development to, yeah, his legacy obviously is the development of the Dominican Republic facility for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Instrumental in doing that, you know, scouting Pedro Martinez, being included in Pedro's Hall of Fame speech, you know, just Cuban born, lived in Florida. Obviously, lifelong friend of Tommy Lasorda, came through all that, you know, but that's what it's all about. He was almost like a godfather to Latin American development and growth and prosperity for all those players. And the commitment, obviously the commitment by the O'Malley family back in the day with the Los Angeles Dodgers, right in the '70s when they hired him as a young man, and into the '80s when it got built, the Blue Jays were original ones. Epi Guerrero is another guy, that's obviously, right up there with, Ralph Avila, but you know, he's left behind Al Avila, former, GM of Detroit Tigers. Alex Avila, obviously, catcher with the Detroit Tigers. I think he's on MLB Network right now. And, you know, just those are tough ones when you lose people like that. But it's so good to just take a moment and to embrace it. Whether you're a Dodgers fan or whatever, the baseball development, the overall baseball growth and development of it all through people like him is invaluable. Right, you think about the type of players that we wouldn't have got to seen over the years and even into the future without those guys spearheading that. The overall Caribbean development leagues, the winter leagues, there's so many aspects to what this man provided for baseball and the growth. It's unbelievable. It's really unbelievable. So, you know, devastating loss for sure in that. But on the other side, 92 years, I believe it is, 91 years. Great life. Great life. So our condolences and our thoughts. And Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here after the break.
Hi, I'm John Smoltz, former Major League Baseball pitcher and current Hall of Famer. I've had the pleasure of seeing so many great products come and go, but the Rope is the best I've ever seen. I promise you it's going to help the little leaguer, it's really going to help the big leaguer, and it's going to save those young arms from a lot of injuries.
The Rope Trainer allows a player to grip an actual baseball or softball while warming up. So check out theropetrainer.com and see why Hall of Famer John Smoltz swears by it. That's theropetrainer.com.
At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back via store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 2/11. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
Progressive's Home Quote Explorer lets you easily compare our direct rates with multiple companies. Now that we've covered something you could do, it's time for sports stuff you definitely could not do.
If you were head coach, you would not have gone for it on fourth down. Your confidence in your play calling ability might be a little overblown, considering you're barely confident in which restaurant to order takeout from, let alone choosing a play in front of 70,000 screaming fans.
But you definitely can use Progressive's Home Quote Explorer to easily compare rates. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Before New Cascade Platinum Plus, I would pre-rinse all my dishes because my old detergent just wouldn't get them clean. But now, I do dishes differently. A no pre-wash, no rewash, money-back guaranteed kind of different. Because Cascade Platinum Plus has double the grease-fighting power of Dawn built right in, with twice the scrubbing power, giving me a clean that lets me break all the dish rules. I just scrape, load, and I'm done. Yep. So clean. With Cascade Platinum Plus, I dare to dish differently.
All right, welcome back, Dirtbags. We're on the question segment now. So I got a question for Kirk here. I don't know if he's seen it or not this past week, but this one made me laugh, right? So obviously this past week, they do the award ceremony and everything like that. I believe it was in New York City. They're giving out the Cy Young Awards to Sandy Alcantara and Justin Verlander. At the bottom of it, I don't know why they've replaced the most outstanding National League, American League pitcher that it normally says at the bottom with most valuable pitcher. But they misspelt most value, or sorry, they misspelt valuable. They spelt it V-A-L-U-B-L-E. Whoever did that,
I was gonna say,
is quote unquote a Rob Manfred piece of metal.
That trophy company won't be getting a second chance, I don't think.
No, they
it's unbelievable.
They made the Cy Young Award just look stupid, and then yeah, you misspell valuable at the bottom of it. Like I don't know how you save face on that one. I don't know. Like when you see that, you just gotta shake your head, and obviously everybody starts ripping on it. But like, what's your opinion of that, Kirk?
And rightfully so, right? Like, how can you be a professional? How any organization, for God's sakes, but professional organization, MLB. Again, right? It seems like every year at this time of the year, we're talking about the faux pas that MLB is able to accomplish every year. Like, who doesn't look at that?
No, exactly. That's what I was wondering.
Okay, Nolan, you got the check on all the awards? Make sure everybody, it's got the right name, it's spelt right when we give them to them, we present them, we want to make sure. You'd be probably more concerned with that, right? That
yeah.
Sandy Alcantara is spelt right. Justin Verlander is spelt right. The MVPs or whatever other award is spelt right.
Yeah.
Let alone the name of the award.
You're looking at it, and there's like, I think there's honestly like 10 words that are on each of these awards that are given out, right? And you misspell one of them, it's like, dude, that's just bad. And they did it on both. It's not even like they did it on one or the other. Like, they just misspelled valuable on both of them. So I just thought that was just absolutely insanity. And I'm like, that is the definition of Rob Manfred era at its peak when you screw up something like that in front of everybody.
Yeah, I mean, you look at certain companies, right? Whether it's Apple, whether it's big name Fortune 500 companies that, you know what, sometimes they're very smart at their marketing, right? Elon Musk, for example, right? Tesla coming out with the truck there a few years back. Oh, it's unbreakable. It's, what do they call the glass? Bulletproof glass, and it ends up breaking. Some companies are very smart. They want to do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that was Manfred and MLB's idea to do that.
No, God, no.
And yet people like ourselves doing shows like this all over the world, we get chastised or whatever and stuff like that. I know we won't, Dirtbags or whatever, because you guys rock, and that's why we love doing it for you, and we always do it for you. You know that. So hopefully you have a bit of humor in it as well, same as us. And again, one of those, send your opinions, send your thoughts to us or whatever. Let us know what you think. If you haven't seen it, check it out, man, because again, you hit the nail on the head, Nolan. It's at its peak. How do you have the oversight of recognizing that? Inexcusable. And somebody's going to lose a job over that? I guess somebody should lose a job.
100% you should. Like, that's just embarrassing considering it's a major award. Like, how do I hang that on a mantle? Hey, yeah, I was the first player ever to receive the most valuable pitcher spelt wrong. Yeah, congratulations. Jumping on to our next question, right? Obviously, we had some dimension changes for a couple different stadiums. We get Toronto Blue Jays with the weirdest dimensions I think I've ever read. And you get the Detroit Tigers pulling in their stadium.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's going to be different for those fan bases for sure. Being up here in Toronto, getting a few games. Obviously, not now that I go over to France to coach develop players through the spring and the summer months. But, you know, when I read it, you have to go and you have to read it. If you're a Blue Jays fan or if you're a baseball fan, you're looking at it. I mean, obviously, the Blue Jays invested significant. I think it's going to be $330 million over the next 3 years in overall stadium development. So this year was all about the fans and stuff like that, making just some new contours in the outfield, new dimensions. I think they raised the bullpens up higher. They used to be right on ground level where you'd look way down on them. They'd run right through the door, no stairs down, anything like that. So they've made some really cool adjustments, bringing in some new restaurants, new fan base. I think they've got a restaurant up at the top of the dome, and it's going to be the idea is you can watch the game but also see the Toronto skyline as well. So unique for sure. But yeah, like it used to be a standard 10 feet high all the way around. Now they've got like 8 feet supposedly high in straightaway center. No further, still 400 feet. It's the one that stayed the same, only they lowered it 2 feet to 8. Boy, I don't know, man. That to me, if I'm a center fielder, I want to rob some home runs, but 8 feet, I'm not jumping too high. I'm a little nervous on that. That's hitting off my lower lumbars, my backside. Injury potential. I don't know if they talked to the boys on the field about that one.
Yeah, that's like Baltimore Orioles stadium height. I think Baltimore's about 8 feet high as well. So, I mean, that one, that's one where you jump up and, yeah, all of a sudden you're getting those ribs and everything like that, like you just said. But the rest of it, I mean, the left field and right field wall, they stayed the same for the dimensions there. That was 328 down the lines, but then they jumped higher, those. Right? Yeah, they jumped those up to 14.1 feet and 12.2 feet, I believe it was. Yeah. The power alleys. Now this one was funny because I read it and it said left center and right center. Left center was going to be like 358. Right center was going to be, I think, 351. And then the power alleys, what they called it, was going to be 383 and 375 or something like that. So, I mean, they made those a little bit shorter, and basically the whole philosophy was, okay, you know what? We're going to make it a little bit more hitter-friendly for triples. It's like, who in the Jays is hitting a triple outside of Bo Bichette, realistically? That's not a speed team. That's a team that just drives the ball out of the park, and they made it left-handed friendly, that's for sure, by having those dimensions the way that it is, being as short as they are down those lines. And who do they have for lefties? They only have Varsho and Brandon Belt, their two newest acquisitions. Kevin Biggio, I mean, technically he's a lefty, but technically he's also horrible at baseball half the time. So you can't rely on him to be an everyday guy. Belt's not an everyday guy. Varsho's the only everyday guy in that lineup. If I'm other teams in the AL East, I'm loving that because most of them have good power hitting lefties.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it'll be unique to see. I think Varsho got supposedly, you know, really good speed, could be 2020 guy. It'll be interesting to see it. I mean, you got to give it a year, obviously, to watch it unfold. Obviously, when they get north, they're going to have to do a lot of reps in that outfield for the Blue Jays themselves, right? It's new to them as well. And see the bounces and outfield coach, you got some work to do, man. But obviously, you've been well advised. Got lots of time to do it. I'm excited to see it. I'm a little bit nervous in that center field, like I said, you know, potential for injuries. The Detroit one, I'm not quite sure on it. It's interesting. Obviously, there's got to be, I'll have to dig in a little bit more on it to do the research. But again, it'll be a culture thing. It'll be an organizational thing with where their pitchers are at, how the ball's flying. Obviously, the change in the balls last year, if they keep those, they're not flying quite as far. You know, I don't know. It's interesting whenever those types of things happen. I'm never quite sure of them, but they did happen. It's a change for the fan base. It'll be interesting to watch it all unfold. There's no question about it. So here's a question for you, Nolan, that came in. And this is from our younger listeners out there and that, and several sent it in or whatever and that, and great, thank you for sending them to you or to us. Here it is. MLB The Show. Mr. Jazz Chisholm gets the cover. New format this year, I think it was.
So they've done the fan in the past, and I wasn't huge on it. I thought, honestly, like, I was very shocked that it wasn't Julio Rodriguez. I thought that he was going to be the next cover guy. Obviously, like, he was kind of the guy that had the most hype behind being the next cover guy. Jazz Chisholm, though, I mean, he's exactly kind of what you want embodied as a player on the cover. Like, he's just a dude that represents the 2023 modern-day baseball player. Has a lot of fun with it. Sweet home run, Sally with the Euro step going into home plate.
Where's the bling?
Oh, yeah. No, like, that's the thing. And I mean, even in the trailer for it, talking about the highs and lows of this past season where he got injured and everything, like, along those lines. So, I mean, yeah, I got no problem with the cover. It's got good colors and everything like that. Like, obviously, he's repping the Miami. That was just the standard edition. The MVP edition and everything else like that will be announced over the next couple of weeks. MVP edition, I'd be surprised if they don't do either an Albert Pujols or Miguel Cabrera celebrating his last year. Now, I know they've done Miguel in the past. I believe it was 2013 after he won the his first MVP there. But I'm like, I don't know. I could see them going Albert Pujols just because he'd never been on the cover outside of being on the cover of MLB 2K5, I believe it was. EA Sports back when they used to do theirs. But no, you're looking at it. I mean, it's a cool looking cover. It'll be a good game again. Obviously, they're always great games to play. I'm a huge advocate for MLB The Show. I try and play online. Sometimes I win, and then most of the time when I'm playing against those actual gamers, they whoop my butt. But no, it's a fun game, cool cover, everything like that. So I got another question for you, Kirk, and this one came in from a couple of people that I saw this week. Mike Trout, obviously, we talked a lot about Mike Trout possibly being traded throughout the season last year and everything like that, and even leading up to the winter. The fact Mike Trout, there wasn't any sort of rumors flying around about him possibly being traded this offseason. Obviously, with Artie Moreno being there, are you surprised? Are you not surprised that he wasn't even talked about for any sort of speculation, really? Because I was, honestly.
Yeah, I know you've spoke about it a lot of times. Great question. Great question and great passion by Angels fans, obviously, probably baseball fans in general and stuff. I think it goes back to the whole off season, right, where Artie has explorations for the sale of the team. How do you move a contract like that, right? What does that look like? How does it look? But I think what was interesting is over the last couple of years, we've seen those things starting to happen, right? He's obviously in a different age category than Juan Soto on that trade, obviously in a different stage of the contract than those type of guys. But you start to see those, right? And we know everybody's going to be in on Mike Trout if he's available. Everybody's going to kick tires, do whatever, explore. Even if you're at the complete rebuild stage and you're looking to start over again, right? You're looking at it because, again, like we always say, the sale of the jerseys by getting him alone would almost make the deal worthwhile. So anybody and everybody, but I'm not really surprised that Manasian didn't do anything with him. I think he's got that really good relationship with them. Yes, he wants to win. Yes, at some point he will probably ask for it if it doesn't come to fruition. But I think they've made some really nice moves this year. Is it enough? That's just a tough division. That's a tough division because the Mariners made moves, the Rangers made moves, and the Astros are still the leaders out there. But they've done some nice things out there in LA, and I think that had a lot to do with it. And he was involved in that. I've seen articles where he was really involved in the discussions with that, has the ongoing conversations, as he should, a player like that. And it's just a respect both sides. So, yours?
Here's my thing, right? So, Shohei Ohtani will be traded during the season. Mike Trout will be traded during the season. That's, you can stamp it. I think that those are both locks. You're looking at the organization. They're not going to re-sign Ohtani, and they don't have any prospects, so why build around them? All right, we'll be right back here after the break, Dirtbags.
Hey, Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call.
800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Noli, give me your final thought.
Yeah, Zach Greinke re-signing a one-year deal with the Kansas City Royals. Deal is projected to pay him between $8 and $10 million. 39 years old, he'll be entering his 20th season. Obviously, a guy that first came up with the Kansas City Royals, won the Cy Young with the Kansas City Royals, one of the better pitchers in their franchise history. I like this signing purely because it's a sentimental value signing. He's a guy that I don't know if you can really rely on him to be an ace anymore, but he's a guy, once again, like last year, come in there, teach the young bucks how to do things right, do it exactly the way that you're supposed to go about it, and how he'll eventually ride off into the Hall of Fame. I mean, that's one of those ones that you can stamp that. I don't care what anybody says. I know that there's some people that are against him necessarily being a Hall of Famer, but I think you're nuts to say that that guy's not a Hall of Famer. And heck, this year, I got a bold call, despite the fact that he had the lowest K per nine last year with, I believe it was only 4.8 or 4.9. This year, he will get his 120 strikeouts and reach the 3,000 strikeout mark.
For me, it goes back to his beginning of his career with the Kansas City Royals and dealing with the anxiety issues and almost being out of the game. And now, like you had just mentioned, he's on a Hall of Fame projection. Good for Kansas City. Good for Zach Greinke. Good for baseball. Great story. If you don't know it a lot, go back and look it up back in his younger days, because it really is. It's a fantastic story. I'm happy for him. I'm happy for his family for sure. So great final thought, Nolan. Dirtbags, can't thank you enough for listening. You know we do it for you. We can't do it without you. Wherever you are in the world, we'd love it. Player, parent, coach, that's who you strive to be as a dirtbag. The best on the field, the best off the field, day to day. Thank you to Rip Grip Pro. Thank you to the Rope Trainer for being a part of our show. If you're interested in being a part of the show, if you're interested in reviewing a product, contact me, Kirk@DirtbagBaseballNation.com. DM me on Instagram or Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. We'll talk about it. We'll explore it. And we'll make it happen for sure. That's another big part of what we really strive to do here at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Looking for merchandise? Head on over to our website, DirtbagBaseballNation.com. We'll get you hooked up. T-shirts, hoodies, hats, whatever you need. It's all right there. So unfortunately, though, it is that time. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.